That's the Sultans of String with Jesus Ahatonia, which features Crystal Shawanda on vocals from their 2017 album, Christmas Caravan. And the Sultans of String will be taking their Christmas Caravan out on the road again this holiday season with an extensive tour that takes in British Columbia and Ontario and then heads into the United States. Christmas Caravan isn't your typical holiday album, as the band and some very special guests take seasonal music into another realm altogether, with some fine vocal performances, wonderful high-octane world-beat music, and some fabulous virtuoso musicianship. To learn more about their upcoming tour, we're pleased to welcome Chris McCool from Sultans of String back to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today, Chris?
Great. How are you today?
Great to talk to you. It's starting to feel like an annual event.
It does come around once a year.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have a great holiday album like Christmas Caravan, it's certainly important to get that out on the road. And, you know, one of the things I love about this project is the fact that you have taken these seasonal songs, but they go somewhere completely different. And I think that's the neat thing about this project.
Yeah, with Sultans of String, we definitely don't like to do anything the kind of ordinary way. For us, the challenge was bringing all the energy and drive of the world music rhythms that we love to play to the Christmas repertoire. But we had some really wonderful synergistic surprises along the way. And just kept on getting better and better as we started working on it. So we're pretty thrilled to be taking it on the road again this season. There were a lot of places where some of those Christmas classics could meet some of our original music or some of the styles that we like to dive into. Just one surprise after another.
And you have a pretty extensive tour this time around. I think you've got 22 dates, is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And it's we're doing everything from playing in small clubs to big concert halls to playing with a symphony orchestra in BC. It's pretty much all over the map.
Well, I love that you mentioned the symphony orchestra, because one of my favorite parts of the album is the fact that you get to play with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra on some of these tracks. And I was watching a great video from the song that we're actually going to finish up with, which is the Little Swallow Alvuela, that shows you playing. I think you're playing in Prague, and then the shots of the orchestra playing, and then the Sultans of String themselves, and it just blends together so well. I mean, you really get that feel for what an event these Christmas shows are.
Yeah, that was a real highlight for me. Going to Prague was incredible. I mean, the kind of music that we're playing in that song is the kind of music that those Eastern European orchestras can really chew up. And that particular orchestra has done a lot of Hollywood soundtracks. So we walked into this, it was really a gigantic room, recording floor, and kind of a Soviet era machinery all around. It was a bit like stepping back into time, but it was great to work with those musicians. And actually that song, The Little Swallow, is one of those songs that I was mentioning earlier was just such a nice dovetail with one of our songs. So we took a song called Al Vuelo, which we written in kind of a Bulerías fashion, and married it with this very old song. It's actually a Ukrainian New Year's carol. A lot of people know it by its newer name, Carol of the Bells. That's what it's called when there are lyrics along with it. But the original song, which goes back quite a bit further, is called The Little Swallow. And we just kind of randomly discovered that the rhythm of our song and worked so well with The Little Swallow. So we kind of bounce back and forth between the two pieces and make kind of a new blend.
I should ask you about the first song we played as well, because that has the wonderful vocals of Crystal Schwander on it. Tell us about that one as well.
That was another really fun song to work on. The Huron Carol, as people know it here in Ontario, and I grew up in Ontario, so we all learned it in school. We learned it with lyrics that are about 100 years old, but they're really not great lyrics. In fact, it's a complete rewrite of the original song that was written back in 1643, around there, by Saint-Jean de Brebeuf. He was a Jesuit missionary who worked with the Huron-Wendat people. And so he created that song with them. And the original lyrics, I went digging back into the archives, and the original lyrics are actually quite beautiful. So we did a new sort of transliteration of the lyrics and then teased it into a song form. So I think people can hear the original intent of that song for the very first time. And I think that's significant because this is a piece of history. It's Canada's first Christmas carol in a way. And, you know, there, of course, the relationship with Indigenous peoples here in Canada is extremely complicated and fraught with issues, but this does shine a little bit of light on a moment in time that I think is worth shining light on.
Well, again, that's one of the neat things about the album, you know, the fact that this isn't just straight up seasonal songs. You know, you're going to learn more about what's going on as well. And I think that's a really important part of the project from my point of view.
Yeah, a lot of collaborations with really interesting people too, like the first track, Turkish Greensleeves. We took Greensleeves, which is an old English traditional song, which has been used in many different ways, including in a Christmas context with What Child Is This? But when we were finished our tracking here, through the miracle of modern technology, we sent the track attached to a Facebook message to these incredible Turkish Roma string players in Istanbul that we befriended, and had them record there in a very traditional Turkish style on top of it, making their own arrangement. And it just sounds completely otherworldly. Like, it's really it's a style of violin playing which is unparalleled in the world and sounds very regional, sounds very distinct. So that was pretty fun. And every song was kind of like that. Like, we collaborated with Richard Bona, who's an incredible Cameroonian bass player and singer, as well as Walid Abdul Hamid, originally from Sudan, now living in Toronto, bringing a lot of life to a Kwanzaa song co-write that we did. It was a lot of learning for us, a lot of growth for us as a band, as we got to work with all these various singers and groups. That's the best that you can hope for as a musician, right? Just to keep learning and keep growing and keep meeting new people and learning new styles.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's what keeps it all fresh, because I think otherwise you would obviously end up in that cycle of doing the same thing, you know, each time you head on the road. And certainly, I think by the whole nature of Sultans of String, I mean, the fact that you have worked with so many different people over the years on different albums, it is always going to stay fresh, isn't it?
I'm pretty much, I consider myself the luckiest guy on the planet, because, you know, we created this band, which is such a perfect vehicle for collaborations and always learning about really new and interesting people. Like, even when we're on the road, we'll often bring a special guest that we've never even met before up on stage, like this fantastic Iraqi violin player we played with in the summer. We were traveling down to Utica, and we had heard about this gentleman who had come. He was forbidden to play music back home, and his family was threatened. So they escaped to the U.S. and they found a home there. And he came up and played violin with us at our gig that night, and it was some of the most beautiful violin playing I've ever heard. And so we exchanged numbers and we, you know, promised to work together again in the future. And that's kind of the power of music, really, is to be able to connect with people, you know, crosses all linguistic and religious and cultural boundaries, and you get to interact people in a really honest way.
Coming from a great violin player yourself, I think that obviously is wonderful to hear that information. Let's talk about the gigs themselves, though, because you've got 22 shows. Now, there's going to be a bit of variety depending on the different place you're playing, isn't there?
Yeah, so with the whole tour, we have the fabulous Rebecca Campbell singing with us. And, you know, for those who have seen us perform in the past, we've been predominantly an instrumental band, but there's a lot of singing in this show. So we're bringing out the big guns there. She's just fabulous. She can sing in any key, any style. So she's really our musical virtuoso singing hero. And then on a bunch of the shows, we also have added some other guests, like Amanda Martinez. And in Ottawa, we've got Kelly Lee Evans joining us. We've got Ken Whiteley and Joni Roberts joining us on a couple of shows. It's again our way of keeping it fresh and interesting and being able to, as a band, learn some new material. So that's always fun for us.
And I think you also have a new partnership as well with the United Nations Agency for Refugees, don't you?
Yes, we decided to really try and bring forth the spirit of Christmas with our Christmas Caravan Tour and find a way to give back. Like, we have always enjoyed doing fundraising along with our tours. When we worked with Anwar Khurshid on our Subcontinental Drift project, we were raising money. We raised enough, helped raise enough money to bring a Syrian family in. So this time around, we're helping raise money for the UN Refugee Agency that does incredible work around the world, providing shelter and food and water and medical care to those who are forced to flee their homes, sometimes escaping violence or persecution. We're going to be fundraising all along, like at each of the shows. We'll be raising money, raising awareness, and we just set up a website where people can donate as well. So if they're not able to join us for a concert, you can always visit that page, and I'll make a link to it from our sultansofstring.com website, so people can find it there. And let's see what we can do to help some people this season. Also, I'm turning 50 this year, so I thought, you know, instead of having a big party, I'll just ask everyone I know and to try and donate to this cause if they can, and let's see if we can make a little bit of a difference.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I certainly think that's a really important part, particularly with a band like yourselves, you know, where world rhythms are such an important part of the music you share with us. To find ways to give back is just wonderful. It's been great to talk to you today. Remember, if you want to learn more about the Sultans of String and check out the dates that are coming up, go to sultansofstring.com. We only have one thing left to do, Chris, and that's introduce the next song that we're going to play. And I'm going to let you do that for us.
Yeah, sure. From Christmas Caravan, here's The Little Swallow, Al Abuelo.
And it's always great to talk to you, Chris McCool. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thanks, Jan.